Chapter 4. Three Stages. Questioner. You mentioned that there are three stages. First, self-inquiry. Second, self-knowledge. And third, self-realization. Maharaj. There are three stages, and at the same time there are not. In fact, there are no stages. These are just the words that we are using for guidance at the beginning. For teaching purposes, we can say that there are three stages. They are not clear-cut or linear, as in 1, 2, 3, but are useful as a loose framework. Self-inquiry leads to self-knowledge. And then that self-knowledge leads to further self-inquiry, etc. So it is more like a process of moving forward and then retracing one's steps, a kind of to-ing and fro-ing. But yes, you can say, roughly speaking, that there are three set stages. Put simply, when the spirit clicked with the body and the human being appeared, he had great fear. Out of that fear and confusion, he did not know who he was. This led to the following dilemma. Who am I? I am in a body form. But if the body is not my identity, then who am I? This is the root of self-inquiry and man's eternal quest. He is trying to find out, who am I and why do I have so many needs? The question arises because there were no needs prior to body knowledge. At the initial stage, he is trying to find out, who am I? What is the meaning of I? This is basic self-inquiry. As he searches for answers, he begins to gather knowledge from different sources, books, friends, courses, retreats, workshops, teachers, maybe masters. Through this knowledge, he comes to the realization, he comes to know, I am nothing. He learns that in spiritual language, this nothing is called Brahman. Atman, Paramatman, or God. This knowledge that the seeker has found is literal knowledge. The body is a material body, and the knowledge that the body has been gathering is also material knowledge. This knowledge has been found from man-made sources that had no existence prior to beingness. It is therefore body knowledge. Book knowledge or second-hand knowledge is not knowledge. Knowledge is spontaneous self-knowledge, and that means knowing oneself in a real sense. When the knowledge you already have is absorbed, that you are Brahman and not the body, then this knowledge turns into conviction. You may have reached the conclusion a long time ago that the body was not your identity and had accepted this fact intellectually. But you need to go deeper. Know thyself. Here I will share the knowledge that my master has shared with me and show you your reality. You will be rid of fear and get to know yourself in a real sense. When knowledge turns into conviction, it becomes self-knowledge. Self-knowledge means that you are absorbing the knowledge that I am not the body. You found out from spiritual books and other secondary sources that you are not the body. when this knowledge is absorbed, that is the status of self-realization. To recap, self-inquiry leads to self-knowledge. With the help of the intellect and some words, you gain the knowledge that I am not the body, and I have been called Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, God, etc. But this is just literal knowledge. You will reach the stage of realization when this literal knowledge is absorbed. At that stage, there will be nothing remaining. No experience. No experiencer. No witness. No witnesser. Nothing. This means that at the stage of self-realization, you will be completely unconcerned with the world. How you were prior to beingness is the stage of self-realization. Questioner. So the process is not a linear one because, as you say, self-knowledge then takes you back to further self-inquiry and vice versa. So we are constantly going from self-inquiry to self-knowledge in this process that in some way never ends. There is always more and more knowledge being revealed, more to uncover, Maharaj. As I said, knowledge means just to know oneself in a real sense. We are knowing ourselves in body form. This is not our identity. To assist with the process, the master prescribes the medicine of meditation to overcome all physical, spiritual, mental, and egoistic problems. After a period of strong and deep concentration, spontaneous conviction will arise and reality will appear within you. There will be a huge surprise, a miraculous experience, a dramatic and magical experience. When this happens, you will feel, I am not concerned with the body at all. The body is not my identity. And though you are living in the body, you will stay unconcerned, uninterested, uninvolved. Meditation makes for a perfect foundation. Everything is within you. It is all there, but buried, covered with ash, covered with layers of illusion, concepts. Burst that balloon of concepts. It will happen automatically and explode spontaneously.